Right now, it is time to switch things over. Dr. Judy Werpman, who is the co-author of Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. It's time for, of course, Food for Mood with Judy. Judy also has written a book, Simon Loses His Tummy, the Kindle edition. And we welcome in Dr. Judy Werpman this morning. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. And I know everybody feels very up today. How can you not?
Given, I was just going to say that.
Weather.
No, on a day like today, you know, it just makes it all. Last night, I don't know whether Marshall had this, but we had a weird power flicker at our house. And this morning, as it's just getting nicer and it's just, you know, it's feeling fresh and clear, we can't get the garage door open. So it was just like, oh, God, I had to remember this, just little things to get it organized, to get ready to just absolutely embrace this glorious day.
Exactly, exactly. And so I'm sorry, obviously, we have to talk about doing something inside.
After this, but still.
Right. Well, Jill, I had come across this, what I thought was sort of a weird article, or article about a weird weight loss device, and then I did a little bit of research and realized maybe it wasn't so weird after all. There was an article that appeared, really a news release, about a presentation at a meeting, the European meeting of obesity research, about a device called the Nose, N-O-Z, which was sort of like nose plugs that, you know, are custom-made for each person, and when inserted into the nose, apparently blocks almost totally one sense of smell, the user's sense of smell. And, you know, this was not developed, you know, for people who were, you know, working in places which, you know, have noxious fumes and don't want to smell, you know, their environment, but was developed as a weight loss device under the based on observation and research that when people lose their sense of smell, they lose their ability to taste more than the basic taste that our taste buds allows us to taste, you know, salty, sweet, sour, bitter, and a sort of a savory, it's called sort of like umami, like a proteinaceous taste that we get from anchovies and tomatoes. Okay. But all of our tastes, you know, the ability to distinguish between, you know, an orange and a piece of chocolate, or you know, garlic and cauliflower, they are all based, our ability to discern really even small differences in taste are really based on the ability of our brains to recognize odors that are carried through molecules, you know, by molecules that activate neurons in our throat and in our nose and then eventually in our brain, and, you know, suddenly our brain says, oh, that's garlic, don't put it in your brownies, and gives us an idea of what we're eating. Okay, so it's well known that if you lose your sense of smell, you lose your sense of taste. Anybody who's had a stuffy nose knows that, you know, food simply doesn't taste good. I have a friend who, and this is unfortunately not uncommon, I have a friend who lost her sense of taste, a sense of smell, excuse me, after several months of chemotherapy. She was a chocoholic. I mean, you could feed her chocolate morning, noon, or night, and she would be very happy to live on that. And she would eat anything as long as it was chocolate. And she told me recently she no longer eats chocolate. Why? Because it doesn't taste like anything. And it certainly doesn't taste like chocolate. So the idea behind this nose is that if you have something that blocks your sense of smell, and apparently it does, would you lose weight? And the research that was presented at this meeting indicated that the people who did have this device compared to, I guess, people on placebo, you know, lost, you know, a reasonable amount of weight in about 6 or 8 weeks. You know, these are people who are unable to stay on a diet before that. And so the question is, you know, is this really a very good weight loss device? And there, you know, we all think, you know, that anything that causes people to eat less is good, right? Because obviously we're all eating too much. You're absolutely right. No. And I think the evidence for that comes from sort of naturalistic kind of studies where you look at what happens to people who do lose, for a variety of reasons, their sense of smell, and the largest population of people to do this without sort of any kind of chemical or drug intervention are the elderly. And it's said that, you know, about 75% of people who are over the age of 80 have some decrease in their ability to smell. And the effect of this can be really quite dangerous in two ways. Because the loss of the sense of smell decreases their ability to taste, they can add quite large quantities of ingredients like salt to foods in order to taste it, and therefore put themselves in jeopardy, let's say, increasing their blood pressure. And the other thing is, because they lose their sense of smell, they really don't have that much interest in eating, and they can develop malnutrition, because losing your sense of smell doesn't mean that you will decrease only your intake of chocolate or donuts or French fries, but it means that it will decrease your intake of everything. And that means you're not going to be eating your yogurt or your poached eggs or your broiled chicken. You're simply not going to be eating. And I wonder whether this also might be an issue with people who go on a diet, who say, well, I can't smell anything, so I'm just not going to eat anything, or I'll simply eat something that has a texture that makes me feel as if I'm eating something that I want, and I won't pay any attention to the nutrients that I'm eating. But it is sort of a strange way to think about how far out we've tried to get people to lose weight, and then of course it begs the question, what happens when you take the device from your nose? You take it off.
We've got like 30 seconds. It's something like 30 seconds left. But it also, I just marvel as people get further and further away from the basics. And it's just what's really alarming is, couldn't we just cut intake and eat good food?
As someone who likes to eat and gains and loss, when I love texture means every bit as much, and sight every bit as much as the taste.
The taste. So, Marshall, if you have a bad cold, do you think that you would enjoy food as much?
I'm absolutely sure. I'm not saying this for the normal person, but for the person who likes to eat and the person who overeats, if you take away all the psychological reasons, the first thing that attracts people to eat something is the way it looks. Now, obviously, the second thing is the way it smells, but the third thing is also texture.
Like crunchy potato chip or something.
That's exactly right. I'm just speaking on behalf of the big people of America. That's all.
Yeah.
BPA.
But the point is, would you eat a potato chip rather than a radish?
At that point, that's something I would, because I already know that while I like a potato chip, radishes don't taste like potato chips. So in my mind, I would enjoy the potato chip. Yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay, but I guess the idea would be that if you put this thing in your nose, maybe you would eat the radish or the cucumber rather than the potato chip.
I just think somebody wasted, my opinion, somebody wasted a great deal of money not understanding the way that the mind works in this situation.
Especially people who overeat.
Why don't
overeat?
You talk to people rather than developing these ridiculous devices, right?
That's exactly right.
Or make the person who developed it wear it. Use it.
That's exactly right. Well, I guess you won't be able to smell the roses if you have it in your nose, right?
And then life is really no fun. All right. Thank you very much, as ever, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.